Oh, yeah. That's what they'll tell you. That the women are worse than the men by far. And whether or not that's true, I'm sorry I have to say that I do not know. But I'll tell you this. Yes, this one thing I'll tell you. That it certainly is when it comes to our Una. For this long time past, she has been literally putting me astray in the head. It's no matter where you go, it's Dan, Dan, Dan. Dan this, Dan that, and Dan the other every hour of the bloomin'. Ah, but she's not the worst of them all the same. Not by a long shot. With some of the specs she comes out with making you howl with the laughter.
Out of my way,
he crows. And way off with her then, swinging round the corner.
Don't talk to me about the New Caledonia and funky inner cosmonauts, she calls back,
dismissing me with an impatient wave.
Don't be an eye on me, for I'm off on me travels to get myself a cup of tea. My sweet, wee, tasty cuppa. So let me be hearing no more about it. Hey! Get over here, you!
She says the other day.
Yeah, get the freak on over, you hear? Is it true that only this morning you were up in London?
Yes, it is, I says. What of it, anyway? As she turns and lets out this outlandish yelp, making a swipe at a crock of flowers, causing a near riot in the lobby, as the staff from all angles come running out of breath. Are you trying to ruin our reputation? One of them says, with a bit of a nervous laugh. But you know, for all our disagreements, I didn't ever think that we'd end up where we did. That is to say, beyond in Limehouse Basin, tossing canvas bags over the parapet of a bridge, shivering there together in the cold East London dawn, with the pair of us awestruck, aye, petrified beneath the red sky spanning Jerusalem, watching leopards with the wings of eagles gliding into land, over a body of water already on fire. I mean, you wouldn't, would you? But somehow, that's how it always tends to be. With our Una, that's how it always seems to end up. Anyhow, I was telling you, after the two of us had yet another set to in the exact same place, the front hall where she'd chucked the flowers, I decided once and for all that enough was enough. And so away I went the very second I got the chance. Off out the automatic doors, with nothing only a toothbrush and a couple of shirts flung inside a case. Down to the station where I boarded the train and headed on up to London. Yep, off once more in the direction of good old Killybourne. As Paddy Conway, the landlord of the Bedford Arms, used to call it in the old days. And a right old trip I had of it, I have to say. Not having been anywhere near the place for God knows how long. Close on 40 years, I'd say. But all the same, I'm glad that I did it, yeah. Went out of my way to make the effort. Because now that I'm back, all at last seems peaceful once more. With a lovely sense of calm, miraculously having been restored. At least until this morning when I heard her at it again.
I'll give you a Clarendon's Clearwater revival.
She bawls at Todd the American.
Yeah. What would you know about music or anything else, she says. Because me, I bloody well knew Ian Hunter. Yeah. And all the rest of the Mata Hoople's.
Not giving the poor fellow so much as a chance to open his mouth. Causing a right kerfuffle and no mistake.